Ah, showtime!
What's going on?
Four, three, two, one!
Welcome to our show!
Hack the Planet!
Hack the Planet!
For those late night hacks.
Joe Cola, the soft drink of the elite hacker.
Who are these guys?
I guess Dave and Kirk.
A man, is it the power in his hands? Is it his quest for glory? Give it all you got to fight to the top, so we can know your story. Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Living. What makes a man? Is it the woman in his arms? Just 'cause she has big titties? Or is it the way he fights every day? No, it's probably the titties. Now you're a man.
Yeah, now you're a man. This is going to be probably the manliest episode of No One Knows with Dave and Gerg that you guys have ever heard.
Probably.
Gayest?
Is that manly?
Allegedly. I don't know. We've talked about Michael Fassbender at great lengths.
He did have that one movie where his junk was prominently featured, I guess.
There we go.
I never saw that one.
But neither have I. Yeah, No One Knows Dave and Gerg, episode WWF.
Episode 92.
Yeah, sure. Episode 1,992. For those of you keeping score at home, you know that we're lying. I'm Gerg.
I'm Dave.
That's Dave. And
Facebook.com/Dave and Gerg.
Fucking hell. Here come the plugs already.
iTunes, look up No One Knows.
Is this thing on?
Sometimes we have a picture of Michael Fassbender.
Do we really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever noticed.
Yeah, we do. That's because you don't listen to the show because you're a douchebag.
No, because I listen to it when we record it.
Oh, and then you're like, yeah, I never want to hear that again.
I don't need to hear what we've already talked about. I know how the conversation ends. We have, as always, executive producer Johnny with us. He waves.
He's going to be featured prominently later on in the show.
Yeah, he's going to be all
because
over
this is
this
a special. Special occasion. We have tuxedos on.
We do. We're coming to you from the No One Knows Live Event Center, somewhere in Connecticut.
Saskatchewan.
Connecticut, Saskatchewan. it's a new town that we just started. It's basically a tent. But we're wearing tuxedos, cause fuck it.
And drinking.
Shut up.
Oh.
The long awaited. I mean, and we're talking, what, 2 years at this point? 2 years? Three years?
We have a special guest. I think we should allow him to come into his theme music.
Yeah.
And we'll see if anybody can guess who he is before we introduce him. Because I'm betting no. But let's find out. Here comes our special guest, everybody.
Hit his music.
Yeah.
Oh no! It's the Colorado Kid!
Touch her.
Call me the CKT if you want, and I'm wearing the sexiest tuxedo here.
Oh!
I think he borrowed it for Prince because there's no ass on it.
I was just going to point out that it is an assless tuxedo. But as his music states, he is the American dream.
He touches kids.
Okay.
You're not supposed to. Just so you know.
I don't know that you really want to advocate that, but
yeah.
To each his own. Yeah, character. That's it. That solves every problem.
Sure, it's all fake.
So we've got a special guest star for tonight,
for a very special episode.
Yeah,
this is the one where we learn a valuable lesson.
This was
about our teacher that touched us after class, in the shop room.
I mean, this episode in a couple ways is overdue. First off, when we went to Colorado 7-8 months ago, at this point, we said that we were going to do a show with the Colorado Kid here, and we never did because we're lazy and tired.
Yep.
So,
drunk.
And he's a total bum.
Yep.
Also true.
I would like to point out for those listening at home, he's wearing sleeves.
So, I mean, yeah, that's...
And an iron shirt.
Holy shit.
And a tuxedo jacket. But again... No ass on his pants.
I was expecting a Larry the Cable Guy tuxedo.
And there's like
where he just cut the sleeves off.
There's like tassels going down the side of his pants.
No ass, no.
That's the one he makes his entrance. His entrance. He's running really fast, and the tassels are flying behind him. It's like putting streamers on bike handles. Yeah, I know that's not the right term, but I don't give a shit.
And
bike handles
and farting as if there was a baseball card in the spokes of the wheel.
I'm a motorcycle. Can I have a change of pants?
You already don't have an ass on your pants. Fart all you want. Who cares if some poop comes out? There's nothing there to catch them.
All right. We've gotten 7.5 minutes into the show, and we've already got the phrase, "You're wearing assless pants. Who cares if some poop comes out?"
Facebook.com/JamieGurdy, everybody.
So as you can see, even though we're wearing tuxedos, we're really classing it up for this episode. Yeah. So, Dave, why don't you explain to them what we're doing this week?
This was an idea we actually did come up with on the show a little while ago. I think.
Garbage time all the time.
Woo!
Fuckers.
So what we're going to do tonight, this is the second ever No One Knows commentary. Our first one, of course, was Back to the Future 2.
Which was awesome, as Johnny just pointed out. Mike.
It's not posted online anymore at this point, I don't believe. But if anybody out there listening would like to have it, you could email DaveandGurg@gmail.com, or you could message us on our Facebook page, and we could find a way to make it happen.
In all honesty, it is legitimately one of the best things that we've actually done. Because there's legitimate...
We didn't even take a break.
No, we did.
It was impressive.
There's legitimate information in it. It was
Such
recorded,
as
I believe.
Crispin Glover is not in the movie.
Yeah.
Who thought?
The guy upside down is so convincing. I think we recorded that on New Year's Day too. Like it was.
I don't remember.
I think that's what it was. We did a pretty good job with that. But yeah, that's great. And this one, if all goes according to plan, is going to be a complete fucking train wreck.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So go ahead and explain the premise.
Okay, so because we here at No One Knows adhere to one simple rule.
Oh, I thought it was if grass is on the field, play ball.
No. No.
I like that. I like
don't.
That.
There's no grass.
Don't. No. No.
There's no grass.
No. No.
Play in the mud.
No. No. Yes. Hey, Coach is here, everybody.
I think he was trying to get me to not say that.
Coach doesn't have a theme song. Oh, wait. Coach does have a theme song. Bye, Coach.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Yeah. We'll spare everyone the 8 minutes and 45 seconds it takes to play the rest of that song.
Is that song called If There's No Grass, Flip Them Over and Play in the Mud?
No! Hey, Coach,
Coach
is back.
Coach is back.
Yay. Your dad. Your dad has been taking a piss for well over 2 minutes. Well,
Miller 64.
Yeah, Miller 64.
Yes, Miller 64 at work.
Can you give that to John so he can sing the song?
We're playing your theme music. As long as you're on the show, this song's gonna play. Everyone's gonna hate you.
How long can this go, Dave? How long can you ruin the show for?
I could put it on a loop.
I hope you enjoyed your show because Coach is downstairs. Go with the smoke.
Yeah, it's good.
Stavros? Is this where we
start? All right, fuck that.
Oh,
I'm not,
come on.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, you're gay.
Because we actually have something we're doing this show,
Stavros.
Coach. Bye, Coach. All right. So, as I was saying,
fight the planet!
Stavros.
If everyone listening right now would kindly go to either the
fuck themselves,
the link we may or may not have posted on our Facebook page, or included in the description of the
I'm
show,
sure it'll probably be on both. Just for simplicity.
You
sake.
May want to go to YouTube.com right now and look up the WWF Royal Rumble 1992 with
Woo!
Entrance music. That's right, everybody. We're going back in time, and we're going to watch the 1992 Royal Rumble. And instead of Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan doing commentary, you've got Dave, Gerg, John, and the Colorado Kid.
Gotcha.
There it is. There it is.
We're going to have the sound down. Feel free to watch with the sound down or the sound up. But,
Or the sound for us down.
Yeah, I mean, you can turn our sound down and just watch it. It is a good match. Probably.
Here's an idea that I came up with while I was taking a leak the other day. I was
Shit
debating
piss.
Saying what?
Shit piss?
No. That's a good point, though. We should just tell everybody, like, in one episode, just be like, hey, we started adding chapters into the podcast, so if you don't like what you're listening to, just go ahead and hit the
I can do that, by the way.
Shut up.
Oh.
Go ahead and hit the hard forward button, not the fast forward button, and it'll just skip to the next chapter. And everybody listening, all four of you, will just skip to the end of the podcast, and it'll just be over.
And you'll probably be hearing us rambling over Bat Dance again.
Well,
yeah, by the way,
that's kind of the second part of the plan.
There is a lost episode in the No One Knows lore now. We recorded it a week or two ago, and I made the executive decision to not post it. Because, I mean, yeah, we say all garbage time all the time, but this is like all toxic waste time all the time. It's not even garbage. It's radioactive and terrible. So
I'm pretty sure it might have killed some kittens.
Yeah. So, okay. I guess we should get going here with our Royal Rumble because, I mean, this video is an hour and 6 minutes long. So,
if I may, I'm going to give the undercard that happened before the match.
Okay.
Just for historical sake. Opening match was the New Foundation, who rose like a phoenix from the ashes of the Hart Foundation, Owen Hart and Jim Neidhart, defeating the Orient Express, Tanaka and Kato, with their manager, the legendary Mr. Goddamn Fuji.
Mr. Fuji. We got John a Mr. Fuji action figure for his birthday a couple years ago.
It was fantastic. The follow-up match in 5 minutes and 22 seconds. The first title win I think I've ever heard of for this guy. Roddy Piper won the Intercontinental Belt from the Mountie.
I am
the Mountie?
Yeah. I'm the Mountie.
So did
Roddy Piper paint half his body even Canadian. Whiter than it was before.
One could hope. But no, I think that's the first belt he ever won.
Yeah.
And then he dropped it to Bret Hart at WrestleMania a couple months later in probably one of the bloodiest matches I ever remember seeing ever. And one of the most graphic matches I ever watched as a 9-year-old in school. The match after that, now this is where shit takes off. Right
Big Boss Man.
The Bushwhackers, Luke and Butch, were beaten by Shaker Heights' own, the Beverly Brothers.
Yes.
Dan has no idea. The Colorado kid has no idea what.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is going to be fun because
I have no idea who any of these.
What year were you born?
1991.
So
you were one for this.
He was under 1 year old when
10 months at this time.
Yeah, when this came out. So,
but I remember it.
Hey, here we go. This is going to be fun.
And then we've got one more match.
I mean, you're going to know who some of the guys are. Because they're still wrestling.
We've got one more match before the Rumble. Legion of Doom.
What a
were
rush.
Were beaten by Countout.
Who? I mean, whom?
By the Natural Disasters.
Ah.
And
I thought
enough,
I thought you were saying they
was...
were beaten by a team named Countout. I was like, what? Who the hell is Countout? I know who the Natural Disasters are. Come on, Earthquake, Typhoon, baby. Earthquake, by the way, for anyone out there who likes
sadly.
To play wrestling video Rain games, cancer. Give your created wrestlers Earthquake's finisher. Because it turns into a pin and nobody ever kicks out.
And it's the best way to troll somebody in a fucking video game. Because it's 5 minutes long.
Also, give them the Lion Tamer as their other finishing move. Also, give them a Roundhouse as their strong kick. Because here's how this happens. Roundhouse, kick to face, knock down. Just keep picking them up and giving them moves until it's time for the finishing move. Either the Lion Tamer, where they'll tap out, or Earthquake's finisher, where you get a pin. And then Gerg gets pissed at you.
Also,
and the Avenging Disco Godfather.
The Avenging Disco Godfather.
The Avenging Disco Godfather.
Who's albino.
Never loses. Just a skinny dude with an afro and a
leisure
suit.
He was albino. His entire body.
No, he was old.
Clothing was gray.
He was old, so he had a big gray afro.
And a gray shirt and gray pants.
No, they were silver.
No,
white. They were white.
Yeah,
he did have white clothes.
All right. So that's the undercard. Now, to give those of you who aren't familiar a little bit of information on the match, the Royal Rumble, 30 men.
Everybody knows what
every 2 minutes.
If somebody doesn't know what the Royal Rumble is, they're not going to listen to this.
Hey, asshole. In the time it just took for you to say that, I would have been done.
Go to the top, rub, you lose.
Every 2 minutes, starts off with two guys. Every 2 minutes, a new guy comes in. Last man in the ring wins. This Royal Rumble is different from all the other ones. Uh-oh. In that, in the other ones,
Ric Flair's in it.
It's, woo! No, it's the winner. The winner of the Royal Rumble usually is the number one contender, goes to WrestleMania to fight the champion. This Royal Rumble, there was no champion.
But you're going to ruin it.
Spoiler
Jack
alert.
The winner.
About to come out and explain that.
And they're not going to hear fucking Jack Tunney because we're going to be talking over
but
him.
But you could be explaining
Jack
it while
Tunney's
Jack Tunney's
a piece of shit.
Come
Jack
on.
Tunney's
I'm
a piece
starting.
Of shit.
Okay.
Fuck Jack Tunney.
WWE/WWF Royal Rumble 1992 with entrance.
Please
music.
Don't sue us.
It should be 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 20 minutes.
Please don't
seconds.
Sue us.
So, 3, 2, 1.
Please
begin.
Don't sue us.
The
Howard
Fink.
Finkel.
The Fink is talking right now.
Turn that up a little bit.
I can turn it up on the TV. We're not going to be playing the audio through the. Through the podcast. We don't want to get sued. Okay. So, what's the story with Howard Finkel?
He's the weasel. That's a lie. He's the Fink.
But, like, how does somebody like him get this job?
He Felatio. Also looks like a kid toucher.
Like, him and Mean Gene
he's,
have
look,
no...
He's
he
got a comb over
brother?
Rivaling that guy at the thing that we were at today.
Is he related to Mean Gene?
Fucking guy. No, he's not.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because Mean Gene's last name is Oakley.
Oh, right. Because
all these guys go by their real names.
So, as Howard Finkel just said, last man in the match is the undisputed World Wrestling Federation champ.
Miss Warrior, what would you like to name your baby? Ultimate.
For middle name is actually, can we hyphenate the last name and have it be Ultimate Warrior Suckup?
No, that's just his nickname.
Jack Tunney is a piece of shit.
See? You should have said spoiler alert before, because Jack Tunney right now is explaining the fact that this Royal Rumble is different than
Howard
the other
Finkel
Royal
already
Rumble.
Did that. Fink already did that. Jack Tunney's just being an old version of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
I don't remember Jack Tunney.
I do.
Like, I remember the name, but I don't remember what he looks like.
He let Macho Man have a retirement match and then wouldn't reinstate him when Jake the Snake Roberts.
And then he came back as the Macho King.
Yeah. No.
Like, oh boy.
No, that was well before.
Is that when he came back as Macho Madness?
That's when he came back as Mr. Madness.
Mr. Madness? Boo. Boo, Jack Tunney.
All right, here we go.
Nice hat.
Why don't you go full screen on this shit?
Oh, you're right. I probably should.
All right, who got number one?
British
Let's
Bulldog.
Get ready to rumble, that sign says.
Oh, wait.
Another spoiler alert.
British Bulldog.
What an asshole. Here he comes. Oh, sorry, Bulldog.
I'm
sorry,
dead
Davey,
now.
You're not going to win.
There's John. Oh, yeah. By the way, he's dead.
Wow.
That's
all right.
Unfamiliar.
Okay, there's 30 guys. We got to keep track of how many of them are dead. This is
number one,
21
this
years
fucking
ago.
Morbid is the answer to that question.
Look how healthy he looks.
Yeah, you know how healthy
and roided out
he
of
looked
his mind.
Really healthy when he died, too.
I don't know about that. He probably looked pretty
Do you know
loaded.
Who's responsible for the British Bulldog
Miss Elizabeth.
Dying? No. The
oh,
Ultimate
that was
Warrior.
Lex Luger.
The Ultimate Warrior is responsible for British Bulldog dying.
Oh, yes, Ted.
Nope.
Ted.
Yep.
DiBiase. Who? Wow. Hey, look, everybody. It's the world's only sensational Sari fan. How did he get front row
Dude,
seats?
I bet she was a goer.
But who would get an airbrush shirt of Sensational Sherry?
I would.
Man with a huge mullet.
Yeah, you say that now. He airbrush. Ended up getting blown by Sherry after the fucking show.
By the
that
way,
that shirt was totally worth it.
The Million
She's
Dollar
too,
Man,
for the record.
If I haven't mentioned this on the show before, the Million Dollar Man is what I base what I would turn into if I was rich on. I would just turn into the Million Dollar Man. Like, I hated him when I was a kid because you were supposed to use a bad guy, but he might be my favorite wrestler of all time right now because he was just a complete dickhead.
And he had a black manservant.
He did have that too. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I would go to public swimming pools and pay the attendants to leave so I could lay on a chair by myself. Like, kick all the kids out and just lay there while they watched me and cried.
Would the Dave Man walk around with right, a million
so
dollar belt?
Oh, the infamous Million Dollar
right.
Man fist drop.
Okay, so apparently Million Dollar Man has the record for Royal Rumble length at this time. It's over. It's over. Look
reason.
At that. The Million Dollar Man is... Oh, there he goes. And
yeah,
that was a
really well
celebration. Good job,
that
Ted.
Never
Something tells
Royal
me
Rumble.
Ted's going out!
Oh, no.
Oh, no! Oh. Bye, Ted. That's quite a boost of energy the British Bulldog got after he was knocked out for like 30 seconds.
What, are you trying to say that this shit's fake?
No. Wait, oh. What?
That was the roids kicking in.
Listen,
ah,
Ted,
roid rage.
You lost.
Get
I'm sorry.
Here,
it's time to go.
Here we go.
I know Sherry would walk
hey,
you back, but she's
you're stealing Hulk Hogan's gimmick.
Here we go. Who's it gonna be? Woo!
Woo!
Look at that robe! Woo! Look at that hair!
Someone I do know.
Our hero, ladies and gentlemen.
Another guy that I hated when I was a kid, but I love him now.
He's the greatest!
Ric Flair.
That fucking robe.
And... coming down the aisle with him, Mr. Perfect, one of my favorite guys, also dead.
Okay, yeah. See, here's the thing. We've got three men at the ring right now.
We've got Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog. We've got Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect, and we've got the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. If we could travel back in time to this moment and ask every single person in that arena, who do you think in 20 years will still be alive in wrestling while the other two are dead? No one would pick Ric Flair.
Yeah.
No
one. Ric Flair.
I would have myself. I would have voted for Mr. Perfect.
British Bulldog has those beads in his hair.
I would have voted for Mr. Perfect. Because he's perfect.
He is perfect.
It's like Jesus. Like, even if he died, he should come back to life. Just keep wrestling.
Oh, look at that. He's fucking... Look at that. Look at him cupping those balls.
Don't know, doing a move I don't know.
Oh.
What's that, Congress? No, wrestlers don't use steroids.
Well... Yeah, and then they showed him a picture of Ric Flair. Like, oh, hey, Ric, way to wait for that clothesline.
I wonder if we're going to get to see the infamous Ric Flair run across the apron and fall flat on his face spot.
Or the, for some reason in video games, Ric Flair taunt of drop down on your knees and beg for mercy.
Dude, he does that all the time.
Why
and then
does
he thumbs
keep
him in the eye?
Waiting to be clotheslined. I don't understand.
Ah, there it is, asshole.
There it is. On cue.
No, and somehow
they came up with that, and now he's gonna thumb him in the eye.
Four.
That worked
three,
for you, Rick.
Two, one. It's like 30 New Year's Rockin' Eves in one.
Oh, it's Jerry Sags.
One of the nasty Sags. Boys.
Wait, is that Sags or not? Yeah, it's Sags.
It's the one that's not friends with Hulk Hogan on Hogan Knows Best.
Yeah, it looks like he has great hair though.
I'd like to point out just what bullshit matches like this are.
Do you?
Where you have to pad the thing with fucking tag team wrestlers. Like, oh yeah!
Well, they need 30 dudes. How many headliners do they have? Five?
I wasn't convinced that this match was gonna work until Jerry Sags showed up. And then I went, oh shit, alright, we're good.
He's teaming up with Flair.
Woo! Of course he is! I wonder if he's gonna rub, you know, British Bulldog's face in his armpit.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Do you know who the Nasty Boys are?
No.
All right.
They were Nasty Boys.
So you only know Ric Flair in the ring right now.
That's all I know so far, and
that's
probably all I
know. Did you
know
Mr. Perfect?
Heard the name.
Did you know Million Dollar Man?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And his son.
Cody.
The Million Dollar Son.
His fucking mustache. Oh, no, that's Ted Jr.
Ted.
Look at that hair.
The other Ted.
Yeah.
Love the hair.
Yeah, Cody's Dusty Rhodes' kid.
Actually. Three great heads of hair.
Wow,
right,
double clothesline from the Bulldog. Look at that hair. Looking
that's
good.
That's some Dolph Ziggler shit right there.
Looking good, Davey.
Out.
What?
Of course he gets a pineapple.
Oh, no.
He did.
Okay,
Now top kick to the crowd.
Drop kick.
I do like how he had the double foot plant when he landed.
We're
too.
Also already at like
stuck it.
Four times that's happened. There's only been four dudes in the
ring. Ric Flair's begging again.
He's like, listen, you don't want to do this.
Woo! Come on, Irish whip into the ropes.
My shoes are worth more than your hair.
Oh, man, I don't know if they're going to be able to do the
that is
the
best
down the apron spot.
That is the best promo ever. My shoes cost more than your house.
Haku, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's Haku.
At number five, we've got
one of the
Samoan Warrior. One of the head shrinkers, Haku, with, I don't even know what the fuck kind of hair you'd call that. It's like a Jerry Curl mullet.
It's called 90s wrestler hair. Also popularized by the great Razor Ramon.
Yo, Chico. Time to take a survey.
No shoes in the ring.
No.
No.
Because he's fucking
he
Samoan.
He just tapes him up.
Oh, right.
Actually, I'm sorry. That's he was.
Well,
the
come on, give
him
some
kid.
Player chops. Uh-oh. Let's go.
You can't
he's
hit
super
Haku
kick him
in the face.
Face.
It
here it comes.
Doesn't work.
Super kick.
Really? Is that was that like his gimmick?
What?
Strong head. Stupid, I guess, is the idea.
All right, good. See, yeah, he already forgot about Ric Flair and went to stomping the British Bulldog
with his bare feet.
Flair was like, "Wow, this guy's dumb as shit. I'm just gonna slide under the bottom rope and walk away, and he's gonna forget what's going on."
Oh, and then,
I'm gonna do.
Ric Flair is gonna break his neck.
Something to him? What is he even doing? Double eye rake?
Yeah. in the chin lock.
Here we go. And
the knee drop.
There it is.
Woo!
With the somersault at the end, that's patented.
I gotta say, Ric Flair is looking strong right now.
Oh, throw
spoiler alert. Oh,
there's a super kick.
Now see, if that was Avenging Disco Godfather, because he's wearing a platform shoe, that guy's down on his back.
Now see,
prone
if
for
Haku would have been
tamer.
Smart and not a stupid tongue and asshole, he would have been wearing shoes and he would have kicked British Bulldog out of the ring.
Would his
that.
Shoes be worth more than Ric Flair's house?
No. They would have been worth more than the British Bulldog's house.
Though. Oh, Haku's gone!
Oh.
Haku.
Sorry, Haku.
Oh,
man. HBK at number 6.
HB gay.
HB gay.
Nice mullet.
Yeah.
Although we could say that about almost everyone who
count,
comes into this match.
Dead wrestlers and mullets and see which one comes out more.
Well,
can we get double points for a dead wrestler with a mullet? Look at those rabbit
does
punches.
Does Davey Boy Smith have a mullet?
Here it comes. Here it comes. Hair? Nope, never mind.
I thought it was gonna be when.
Oh!
Sweet chin music. Was that before that was his finishing move?
Yeah, I think so.
They don't understand the devastating force.
And Shawn Michaels.
More ball cupping.
Oh, well.
Thank you, British Bulldog.
Oh.
And a clothesline. So as far as I'm concerned, the British Bulldog has two moves. Clothesline.
Okay.
No. Oh.
Don't you dare.
Clothesline and press slam. There's also he also has a power slam. Let me amend that. So the British Bulldog has three moves?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Bye, Sean.
Don't you dare.
I'm gonna play the part of Vince McMahon.
Blonde on blonde crime.
For a couple minutes at least.
I would like to say that after you listen to our commentary of this, go back and listen to the regular one because Bobby Heenan
it's probably
is
a lot better.
Fucking killing it. Oh, the room's spinning. I can't concentrate.
Oh wait. He wanted to do it and he forgot what he was doing.
He
hurt his knee on that one.
And then you get the bounce.
He's got that might be a torn ACL. He really hurt his knee on that one. Yeah, that's a joke for two people.
No.
I got you.
Three
saying,
of Tim
Dave.
Listens. All right, here we go. Flair's taking
the HBK. Oh, and Shawn Michaels out of the ring.
Still not out.
No, he's not.
Oh!
Oh!
Chico!
Bandito.
Tito Santana. I have a feeling he's going to be making a swift exit.
Tito Santana. Tito Santana was a star outside linebacker at Tijuana State.
Tito Santana, you can't eliminate Ric Flair. Look at him. Do something to keep you from throwing him out. I don't understand how that works. Is that like going boneless? And he's dead.
Tito Santana trying to eliminate Ric Flair is like my dog trying to wear my
All right, so how long's Chico stay in the ring here?
I've got him I have him under 3 minutes.
Under 2:15.
I think he's gonna be out before the next guy comes in. Does anybody disagree?
He doesn't belong in here. Not
Wait,
with these caliber.
I think
he's
gonna be out before the next guy? No.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
And I'm not looking, so I don't
Well, I think Tito's gonna be out. And here
I
comes Ric Flair.
I think Bulldog is gonna be out before Tito is.
Ric Flair comes over to make sure Shawn Michaels doesn't get knocked out.
Oh, we've got the low blow.
Ball punch. That's kinda why I like Ric Flair.
Because he likes touching dudes.
The ball
wieners.
Punch?
You know, because he just is an asshole. He'll do anything to win. Michaels, give him a super kick and knock him out of the ring. British Bulldog. Why? Why, Tito? Why wouldn't you just throw the British Bulldog out of the ring, then do whatever you want to Flair?
It is funny how the face heel thing still comes into play.
That's Chico's finisher right there.
Cause yeah, honestly, like that, I was telling you, I was watching that match earlier with Piper and all them. Piper comes into the match and starts beating up his own teammates. They're like, hey, even though it's team based,
it's the
barbarian for himself.
He can kind of walk.
Okay, seriously, if we had a timer on Chico,
the barbarian got to get out of there quick.
He's wearing a loincloth with trunks underneath.
Yeah.
Why bother?
You don't want any slippage.
Wow, they kind of... They cut the barbarian's music like I cut coaches. It was just like, hey, the barbarian's music's playing. Now it's not. Don't worry, Ric Flair's going to come to the rescue and help you not throw him out. What? Why don't you just push him? Push his feet, Rick. Come on. Grab that butt cheek.
Barbarian's got his ass like a champion right now.
Okay, the barbarian's like 300 pounds. Punch him in the nuts.
Seriously, from that angle, you kind of don't have an excuse not to punch him in the nuts.
Okay, so if the British Bulldog was to fall on the ground right now, and yep. They forgot, would he be out? Because he did go over the top rope and land on the apron. Yeah. Oh, he just got flare chopped. How did Chico stand up to a flare chop? Oh.
What are you doing, Frito?
Hey, Dan's back. I didn't even know he left. You missed nothing.
Good.
Shawn Michaels
BK is still in here.
Yeah, he just jumped up onto the second turnbuckle for no apparent reason.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey.
No, oh, no. Okay, good.
Come on, Tito. Get out of there. Nobody wants you.
Tito can't be eliminated before the Barbarian.
The Barbarian's gonna go out?
Look, Tito hit
boots.
The over.
He's wearing Uggs before they were cool.
That was the weakest hit.
Here he comes.
Who is he?
Texas Tornado.
Oh, I thought it was by the boots. I thought it
the
was
best
the Ultimate
boots
Warrior.
In the ring.
Okay, so. We only have two dead guys in the ring, right? No. Wait.
Yeah.
Two? The Barbarian's still alive?
Yep.
I know Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair are. Tito Santana's still alive?
Yep.
Is he a politician?
Nope.
Ooh, that was a Spanish move.
He's a Spanish commentator.
Oh, there he goes!
Oh! Oh!
Woo!
I would just like to point out, at this time, Texas Tornado is the Intercontinental Champion, and his finish move is the spinning punch.
And he's just giving
and
it to, like,
Texas
three
Tornado
different people.
Only has half a foot.
Ric Flair's already recovered from it. Did he also give it to Shawn Michaels?
Yeah. Because
he's also recovered from it, too. And he just did his patented get slingshotted into the turnbuckle move, which is amazing, because what's weird is, whoever he fights against will do that to him, but they never do it to anybody else.
Vintage
so
Shawn Michaels.
It's Shawn Michaels has a signature move that's done against him.
Yeah.
Just like Ric Flair
they
has
call that
the,
a high spot.
Ric Flair has the signature get thrown into the turnbuckles and flip around, which Shawn Michaels stole, by the way.
Two shittiest dudes in the ring are fighting each other.
Nobody was paying attention to that except John. He's like, I see those pink boots. I can't take my eyes away. I wish those really were pink boots, but they're not. They're just boots with stirrups.
7 seconds away from the next entrance.
He's a matador, Dave.
I forgot. Okay.
I hope it's Virgil.
We've got six dudes in the
ring. Oh, shit.
Oh,
it's a Rebo
Man. My favorite wrestler in the world. Yes.
I'm so happy.
The Rebo Man.
Oh.
Do you know who the Rebo Man is?
I have absolutely no idea who the Rebo Man is.
Here, John, I will allow you to explain the Rebo Man to our friend here.
All right. The Rebo Man repossesses things.
I'm not sure he wants to get in the ring right now.
He's sneaky. Dan,
he
watch him.
He doesn't want to get in the ring because he's a chicken shit.
That why he looks like the Hamburglar?
Exactly. That's why.
Robble.
And on his back, let's get to a cut of it again. Come on. Come on, cameraman. There's a tire on his back. Yes, because he repoed it and they didn't want him to repo it, so they were in the car and backed up on him.
Don't repo my shit.
That's why he's quiet and wears a mask. Like Zorro.
Robble, robble.
I forgot about the Rebo Man. He really is just a piece of shit gimmick. there is one, well, I was going to say one person, but I should say there's one family
that likes the Repo Man, and it's John's, because they all love him. But, I mean, nobody else is like, yeah, Repo Man, he was awesome. Everybody's like, Repo Man, oh yeah, he existed. Shit, he sucked.
You know what's gonna blow? He's gonna get knocked out here in like 2 seconds, and I'm gonna be so sad, and then I'm gonna stop wanting to watch this.
Dude, nobody's been thrown out for a while, and there's still only two dead guys in the ring.
Does the Repo Man
really got two zombies
last longer than the Hispanic in pink boots?
Tito Santana?
If that's what you call him?
Well, do you mean like from the point that Repo Man entered the ring?
From right now, who's gonna be in the ring longer?
I'm going to say Tito Santana. I thought Tito Santana was going to be out within 2 minutes.
He's
hit the over
very well. Oh, they're fighting each other right now.
And he just took the weakest punch ever.
Oh! Giant midget! Greg the Hammer Valentine!
Giant midget.
Dan, do you know who Greg the Hammer Valentine is?
I know who none of these men are.
You know Ric Flair, and you know
AK.
They're fighting each other. You don't know the British Bulldog?
Oh, I know the British Bulldog as well.
Okay. Yeah, Greg the Hammer Valentine was, like, right before my time. I know he existed, but I don't remember. Look at how short his arms are. That's my point.
I saw Greg the Hammer Valentine at Painesville Wrestling with Diff. All right? He seriously is a giant midget. Like, it's not even a joke. Like, I got next to him. I'm not a big guy, but I'm proportioned correctly. He is not, like, his arms are so small.
He's got a midget head, too.
Yeah, he's got a weird head. He still had the same hair, so it was, like, 80s pro wrestling hair. And he moved slower than, like, I've never seen anybody move that slow. And people were, like, dropping because he was a pro wrestler at some point. And they were, like, 20, and they're like, oh, please elbow me, let me fall down.
Please elbow me. Does he have the little sausage fingers? Like the cocktail Frank fingers, or does he have regular person fingers?
No, he legitimately he's like a giant midget. Like, I got his autograph, and I was just like, wow, your hands are as big as mine, and you're like six whatever you are.
He had to use a golf
So
pencil.
He just has midget arms, is the thing. I mean, he's proportioned like a midget, but he's just got like midget from shoulder to fingertip. Cause I mean, his legs have to be somewhat long, although it's kind of weird that he's got like the skinny. He's like the fat guy with skinny legs.
Which is kind of weird. Might be in trouble here.
No, it's okay. They're pulling him back in for some reason. Thanks, Texas Tornado.
Sorry, Sean, you can't go out yet, so let me grab you back.
Is this before or after he kicked Marty Jannetty through the barbershop
Nikolai
window?
Nikolai Volkov. This is well after.
Is it?
I definitely.
Do you know Nikolai Volkov?
No chance in hell.
That's right. We got to ask you if you know every single guy. Is Nikolai Volkov alive?
Yes.
Is there still only two dead dudes?
Yes.
Wow. You're telling me the Texas Tornado is still alive. Nice move, I guess, Nikolai. I don't know what you're doing.
What is the Bulldog? The Bulldogs... I don't even know what that is.
They're just switching turns, punching Shawn Michaels in the abs. Oh my god. We've just got a complete mess in the ring right now.
We need to toss some people.
Like, we can't... Yeah, when was the last time somebody got thrown out?
Oh, you see Repo Man? He's sneaking! He's sneaking!
Oh! Who's gonna... Like, there's so many scrubs in the ring, I can't even pick who should go out first. I'm gonna say... I mean...
I think Repo is still the most scrubby of all the
Okay!
Dudes.
Hey! Thanks, Greg the Hammer Valentine! Let's put on a figure four, which does absolutely...
Oh, yes! Repo! 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 Right hand!
Nikolai... See, I was going to say Nikolai Volkov might be the next one out, but Greg the Hammer Valentine put on a submission move in a Royal Rumble.
Which means absolutely nothing
so,
in a Royal Rumble.
So, which means that he's dumb as shit. Thanks, Greg the Hammer. Now he's just chopped. What? What's happening?
What is he doing?
Greg the Hammer Valentine could have played Superman in like the 50s. He's like a big. He's like a thick, fat guy. He would just have to like puff his chest up.
Oh, Dave's man!
Big Boss Man doing hard time. That's right.
If we go back to our previous...
Kevin James?
If we go back... Do you know the Big Boss Man?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. He's a correctional officer.
Right.
Yeah, Greg the Hammer Valentine's gone.
By Repo Man again!
Wow!
Yes!
Repo Man has thrown out two dudes in the last, like, 5 minutes. Gerg missed both of them.
Alright, but I think I know where you were going with this one.
Oh. What was I saying?
With the Big Boss Man? I think you were about to go too.
We have, if we go back to our video game theme, back in the PlayStation 1 days, games like WWE.
Oh no!
Wars, no!
Oh, there goes the Repo! Paul Blart eliminates
and
the Repo
Man. He's Paul Blart. Holy shit!
Oh god.
My god, Paul Blart. That's amazing. We used to, in our old PlayStation games, you used to be able to create pay-per-views, and our most infamous pay-per-view we ever made was entitled Die Boss Man Die, where the Big Boss Man was put through a gauntlet of handicap matches where it was him against him against The Undertaker and Kane. There goes Davey Boy Smith via Ric Flair. He ran out of roid rage, so they had this.
Oh, tornado!
Wow! After a string of about 10 minutes with nobody going out, we've had four in succession here.
I would like to point out that Repo Man has more people thrown out than everyone in the ring except Ric Flair.
Yeah, but then Repo Man got thrown out.
It's okay.
And there was.
That was the most
half-assed. Oh, double
shot! Michael took himself out.
The Barbarian is still in the ring.
Hercules!
Damn,
wow.
You know this guy?
I do not know this guy.
Is that the same Hercules as before?
I was just going to say.
That's not Hercules Hernandez. Because Hercules Hernandez wore that big stupid chain around his neck.
This guy looks like he could be a Hernandez.
No. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing.
How's he tired already?
Wait, what was that? What just happened?
Oh,
what? Then Flair chops.
Flair's setting up the Barbarian to get eliminated.
The Barbarian, what? How dumb is he? Flair, you don't back up to the ropes. Why wouldn't he just clothesline him?
Oh, ball grip.
Or he just picked him up over his head. Why not throw him over the top rope?
I love how everybody no-sells for...
What's happening?
I love how everybody no-sells for Hercules. Like, he just punched them, they didn't even fucking move.
Because they know he's awful. Oh no! Flair's out! Wait, Hercules!
Is Hercules Eugene?
Oh!
Awesome!
Oh, kick him, Flair! Oh! No, Rick, you're not alone. The Big Boss Man's there, and everybody hates him. Why does it say Big Boss Man on his little patch?
Because that's
his name, you dumb bastard. Shouldn't
it
say his last name, like everyone else?
Boss Man, last name.
First name, Big. Mrs. Boss Man, what would you like to name your child?
Big.
I wish we could rewind to just show that fucking weak-ass kick he just did. That I'm pretty sure...
The Big Boss Man just threw himself out.
I think he might
first in Royal Rumble history.
Ric Flair stands alone.
He didn't.
Yes.
The Big Boss Man didn't jump far enough to bounce over the rope and fall out, so he just bounced backwards, then propelled himself forward, so Ric Flair could take a nap.
Oh no. Shit.
Here we go.
And it's Roddy Piper with long hair, so you know he's actually going to do something.
And Flair's like, oh, god damn it, this isn't a scrub. I got this drunken asshole just punching me in the mouth.
Roddy Piper's punches might be my favorite punches of
wrestling.
He
just, like, flails
like,
his
grabbing
arms.
He grabs his ear.
What
and, like,
was that?
Him.
This man is insane.
That was, like, the worst drop kick ever. Good. Yeah.
That was a pretty bad clothesline.
What would have been great is if Roddy jumped over the top to go get him.
Has that happened in a Royal Rumble?
It did. It's one of the really big guys.
Like somebody stupid.
Might have been like Giant Gonzalez or somebody fucking stupid like that.
The Berserker.
It might have actually been the Berserker.
Hot Rod.
Trying to get Flair to blow him?
Oh, no. Flair, move your mouth away.
Blow me, goddammit.
There's balls there.
Does that mean Piper and Flair is castrated?
Did Piper and Flair ever feud?
Like, back in the day, they did.
Oh, Airplane.
Because those,
like,
had to be
70s.
Those had to be awesome matches.
I'm sure they were.
Just like I Rakes and Figure Fours and Sleeper Holds.
Oh, here's another.
Oh, good. And for the second time in our Royal Rumble, Ric Flair has a quote unquote rest hold put on him.
Wonder
in the
why?
Middle of the ring.
I wonder if there's a reason
you
for that.
You understand? This has no effect on the match whatsoever. What are you hoping to do? Have him pass out so then you can plop him over the top rope?
Get some oxygen.
Here we go. I'm excited.
Jake Roberts. Oh, shit, I called it.
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't
Jake.
Even.
Jake
didn't
the
even
snake.
Have it.
Like, I just guessed Jake Roberts. Oh.
He is so coked out of his skull right now.
The less white trash Skinner.
Oh, look at it.
He's like,
and
go
he's
ahead.
Just wait.
I don't care. Give him a sleeper hold. I gotta wait for this coke to kick in. I thought he said he didn't mind. Come on, Jake. You gotta be trustworthy if you're gonna be a wrestler. Where's your snake? Why didn't he bring Constance out with him? Oh, Damien.
Constance might be better.
I knew it had some weird... I thought it had some weird chick name. So I just guessed. Dan, do you know who Jake the Snake Roberts
is? Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
You don't know Jake the Snake Roberts?
No, I don't know Jake the Snake Roberts.
Do you know Rowdy Roddy Piper?
I do know... Yes.
Okay. Hot Rod.
Yes.
Gerd, could you just give Dan the storyline behind all the drugs and that one match where he pulled his beanbag out of his pants?
Just give him the cliff notes of Jake the Snake Roberts' life. Here's the cliff notes.
Drugs.
Abuse.
Abandoned kids.
Drugs.
Like my kind of wrestling.
Pulling out your dick in public. And there we have the life and times of Jake the Snake Roberts. Yeah, Flair, what are you doing? Come on, you're supposed to be better than this. You just got kicked in the head and bounced right back up.
He kicked him in the butt.
There's been a lot of these going on. Oh, I love Flair so much. He's the best.
6 seconds.
Oh,
please be Hulk Hogan.
Thanks for helping me out, Jake. Chop.
Yes.
Oh, second best thing. Hacksaw
Jim Duggan. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Dan.
It sounds familiar.
He's mildly retarded. Carries a 2x4 around for no apparent reason. A lot of times he's also holding an American flag.
Does he use the 2x4?
No, he just drops it because he's dumb. His finishing move is going into a 3-point stance and then tackling the guy.
Rick was the third in this match.
He has good fundamentals.
As I said, mildly retarded.
Mildly?
Well, I mean, he's got to be high functioning or he wouldn't be a wrestler. Oh, here we go, USA chant for Hacksaw, because not everyone in the ring is American. Only Hacksaw is, because he's a big dumb idiot.
Hey,
Hacksaw is dressed like Fat Piper.
He looks like a Fat Piper.
it's Fat Rowdy Rowdy Piper
fat
with
Piper
a beard.
Just came from the Home Depot.
Oh, man.
Wait, is Hacksaw Roddy Piper and They Live if he wouldn't have put the sunglasses on? That might have been a bit heady. Somebody might get that. Oh, no! Not the
Oh, no! His balls got hurt on that one. Alright, Ric Flair's calming down, so he's getting ready to do something here.
Trading chops.
This is not fair.
This is not
fair
to Flair.
You're right, Bobby the Brain.
This is not fair to Flair. To file a complaint with Jack Tunney. Who may or may not be a piece of shit.
Here we go.
Yes!
What'd I tell you?
It's IRS! IRS. Erwin R. Scheister! The tax man!
If we're talking about all-time worst wrestling gimmicks, Erwin R. Scheister is right up there with the Repo Man.
They should have given him a mic for the walk to the ring. Listen, all you tax cheats. It's January, and you've got 3 months before your taxes are due.
What a guy. The only wrestler ever to wear a tie and suspenders to the ring. And Hacksaw Jim Duggan is showing why that's a bad idea right now.
Because nobody takes Hacksaw Jim Duggan seriously because he doesn't wear them? I actually thought Jake Roberts was going to bite Hacksaw's butt right there.
Good. Next person to go out.
Hacksaw.
I think Scheister's about to get tossed.
I mean, Piper can't win since he won the IC belt earlier in the show. So Piper's going to go soon.
Yeah. Alright, what are they doing? Oh, did you see that? They just messed up the nut smash.
Yep.
Okay, who's next out? I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's Hacksaw. Even though he's a crowd favorite. Oh, hey, here's Coach.
Yeah, good work, white guy. there's currently a white guy being held by another white guy, and it looks like Ric Flair's hair.
Is Hacksaw Jim Duggan
dead?
Hey,
it's the Ultimate Warrior. Probably not. That's not the Ultimate Warrior. Who is that?
Same build as the Ultimate Warrior.
Who is this guy? Lead singer of Kiss is out there.
Gene Simmons, everybody.
Gene Simmons
has made his way to the ring.
Oh, a couple tongue flicks and he's good to go.
That's right, Gerg's not here, so we don't know who some of these guys are.
I'm going to say he's Puerto Rican.
Is that Super? I was going to say Superfly, but I thought he was long retired by now.
Yeah, that's not who I thought it was. Hey, Hacksaw Jim Duggan giving the retard sign to the crowd. Oh, who is this balding genius?
Which one?
Is that Jake the Snake?
That is Jake the Snake.
Oh, Jake the Snake.
They're trying to throw Rowdy Roddy Piper out, and then they gave up. It's amazing. They get two guys on one trying to throw them out, and it doesn't work for about 10 seconds, so they just quit and walk away.
Ladies,
they're like, hey, there's somebody else to fight.
Ladies, they call him Jake the Snake because
he carries
owns
a snake around in a
bag.
Snake.
So, Merry Christmas.
Which I mistakenly called Constance.
Don't know what that means, but good. Hey, is that Big Boss Man?
No, Big Boss Man's already been in and out.
Oh, IRS.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
IRS.
Sorry,
come on,
gentlemen.
Man.
Who's this guy raping Ric Flair?
That's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That is what he's doing.
And he's twisting his nose.
Oh, man.
That would hurt.
Piper's moves consist of everything from the Three Stooges.
Oh, man. From the eye gouge
the snake
to the nose
moving.
Twist.
Oh, Ric Flair's being dumped. Except
nope.
Jake the Snake is just sticking his fist
Jake
in his asshole. He refuses to let... Oh, come on, Roddy.
Jake the Snake is coked out of his mind, so he doesn't really know what's going on right now.
Oh, man, this guy is walking towards that... Oh, stepped on his chest.
Okay, we got another guy coming to the ring now.
I hope it's... Undertaker?
It's the Undertaker!
Oh, yes.
With Paul Bearer.
Surprisingly, Paul Bearer is wearing clothes. Normally, he comes out in a bikini. I'm not sure what this is. This is not the Paul Bearer of the 1990s or 2000s. Words! America!
Hey, Dan, do you know who the Undertaker is?
I know who the Undertaker is.
Do you know who Paul Bearer is?
I watched quite a bit of the Undertaker of the 20,000.
Shut up, Dan! It's time for Coach to narrate! So this guy is doing the thing to that guy, and they're like, hey, guy, let's do all the things. Oh, the Undertaker's entered the ring. He's
he has targeted Jimmy Sugar.
That guy just got thrown out of that thing. Look how, oh, it's time for a choke slam, everyone. And by choke slam, I mean rape. Nope. Nope. He's choking him against the rope.
Turnbuckle.
Thanks, Dave. Oh, Ric Flair really looks like he's tired. And by tired, I mean he's taking a break.
This is Ric Flair's fourth rest hold of the match.
Oh, man. Is Ric Flair win this?
He's been in the ring for
we don't know, but
minutes.
he was number three so into the ring.
Strong.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan has come over and he just got kicked in the pills.
Undertaker just gave a mule kick?
That's not a mule kick. It's called being kicked in the pills, Dave.
But when he does, when you do it from behind, it's called a
man.
Mule kick.
IRS is somehow still in this. I'm not their...
Words.
Jewish wrestlers. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Don't you mean Happy Hanukkah?
Rowdy Piper has decided to throw Jake the Snake over, but he can't because Jake the Snake is a money maker.
And he's
folks.
Just pulling his pants down.
Oh,
instead.
Look at him. Touch him in the butt. Undertaker is being triple teamed.
IRS.
I do not mean that in the way you think, folks. Here he is. He's about to have a double choke slam, and by double choke slam, I mean he's.
Oh, it's the Macho Man! Here we go, another dead wrestler entering the ring.
Oh,
Macho Man.
Who else is dead?
Well, he's the only dead guy in the ring right now, but we've had several come and go.
I don't really care about that.
Oh, right, The Undertaker. Well, The Undertaker was already dead at this point, though, so that doesn't count. Dead man walking. Coach, you feel like handing that microphone to Gerd?
No, I don't. So, Macho Man Randy Savage in his neon gear, getting really douched up. He's currently being touched by another balding American man. Oh, Jake the Snake refuses to go over the rails. Oh.
But he doesn't refuse to snort them.
Ah, Dave. Macho Man looks like he just came from Mardi Gras.
Dan, do you know who Macho Man is?
No. I had a wrestling pillow of Macho Man.
You had a Macho Man wrestling
out.
Buddy?
I did, and he
the Macho Man!
Wait.
He's done!
Macho Man! Did Macho Man just eliminate himself?
He did.
He doesn't give a shit,
though.
So did
the Undertaker!
Did the Undertaker just eliminate himself?
Undertaker went under.
Wait, so what was the beef going on with Macho Man and Jake the Snake right now? No, Coach, you don't know. Coach, you don't know. You have to hand your mic off
Jake
to Gerd.
The Snake.
Coach, you don't
inserted
know.
Inserted his python into the Macho Man Randy Savage's wife.
What's her name?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, good. Her name is now Michelle.
Constance.
So, Jake the Snake getting raped by the Macho. Oh, God, Jake the Snake. Eye gouges.
And what is the Undertaker's problem with the Macho Man?
The Undertaker is just sad that he didn't
everybody
give it to
hates
his wife.
Macho Man.
How about you give the mic to Gerd? Dog, you're fat. So, look, back in the ring. Apparently this game's still going. Who's that? Roddy Piper is currently extraining mullet blows with Ric Flair. Oh, Ric Flair has hopped up into his... This is...
I think Coach is getting turned on.
I like where this is going.
By the way, Coach is not wearing a tuxedo.
I'm not wearing pants either.
He's wearing a tuxedo t-shirt with no pants.
Folks, I don't need pants.
Coach just wandered over from the Spanish announce table.
Where we're going, we don't need pants.
Gerg's bedroom.
Fuck you, douche. So, IRS is still somehow in this. Undertaker looks like he's just had a bunch of chemo. Oh, look at him. Look at him. Oh, your dog is a... Oh, Undertaker can't get... Is that Hacksaw? Aw. Hacksaw. Fan favorite.
Of the dumb redneck. Yeah.
Wait.
USA. What?
Oh,
how's
Rick
Macho
Blair
Man still in the match? He jumped over the top rope.
Undertaker.
Maybe they didn't notice
safe.
And thought he
you
went through the
Gerd?
Middle rope.
You sure? I'm doing
Give
okay.
Give the mic to Gerd.
Oh!
It's the Berserker!
I don't know who that is, but he's a guy!
Dan, do you know who the Berserker
he's
is?
He's probably
not know the Berserker. Berserker.
Is the Berserker still alive?
Yes.
The Berserker is still alive. And he goes like this.
John Norm?
Host. John Norm.
Huss.
Huss. Nobody knows why.
That's what he does.
He just does.
That noise you just heard is the same sound Dave makes before sex.
Before or during?
No, it's before.
Huss. That's my foreplay.
And then... And then he's done.
Oops. No. It goes, huss, huss.
Woo! Seriously, how is this IRS guy still
and
in this
I'm
fight?
Like, ooh, yeah! Dig it!
Who's this show sponsored by the way?
Ultimate Warrior Suck Cup. Hey. WWF Magazine.
Show is
Slim Jims.
Slim Jims.
Show is sponsored by beer. Got it. Oh, look at this. Macho Man is about to get... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Uh-oh. He's tied his leg to the thing.
Coach, yeah. Coach has his own special sponsorship deal with beer
I
for
do.
Tonight.
Beery beer is beer.
Macho Man threw Flair back Blair. In.
Why wouldn't he? There wasn't time for Flair to go out yet.
Oh, man.
Double choke?
Hey, look. It's another rest hold for Flair.
Uh-oh.
Foreshadowing.
How many times do you think The Undertaker and Roddy Piper
Zero.
Went David Bowie and Mick Jagger on everyone?
Zero.
If you don't know what that means, it means butt sex.
As he looks at Gurk with his sultry eyes.
Oh, who's coming out? That looks like a Mexican.
Virgil!
Oh!
The aforementioned million-dollar man's black man slave.
Well, if anybody did...
Man servant. I'm sorry, not slave. Man servant.
You guys
servant.
Know how this works.
Why is he dressed... I never understood why Virgil dressed like a candy cane.
I just like...
Can anyone explain that to me?
That based on current statistics, Virgil is going to be the first man out. I'm going...
I don't know. Hacksaw's been in there for a long time. I know he's a fan favorite and all, but... He is retarded, so...
Alright.
We can't have him win in the Rumble. The Berserker, also a good candidate to be eliminated, as is IRS.
Do you know the results of this?
Oh, I know who wins, yeah.
Who wins?
I'm not going to tell you. Will you give the mic to Gerg?
No.
He's part of our three-man announce team.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We just got hijacked.
What? So, Hacksaw Duggan is not choking anyone right now, as The Undertaker looks like he's about six. And
six?
That's
what?
He looks like a six-year-old.
That's
child.
What The Undertaker came out like. You see that?
Gardening gloves.
His mom giving birth to that. Paul Bearer was the placenta.
Coach.
What?
Give the mic to Gerd.
I'm making this show so much
better. You're just spouting nonsense.
Isn't that what the show is? Garbage time all the time?
Not when we're doing a commentary.
On what?
The Royal Rumble 1992, dog!
I can't read!
Well, that's what's going on. I'm letting you know.
I don't gotta read words, Dave.
That's what I'm telling you.
Fine, Gerg. Fine, Gerg. Gerg?
Look, you're more than welcome to grab the mic
Virgil
every once in a while.
Virgil and the Berserker.
But you can't be just bogarting
and
the entire broadcast.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
I know this guy.
Is that?
That's the other guy.
Yeah.
It, the Iron Sheik?
Bushwhackers.
No, who the fuck is that? That's
the Bushwhackers.
It's not the Bushwhackers. They're walking like the Bushwhackers for some reason.
Back?
Who is that, Gerg?
That's, General Adnan and Mustafa.
Are they dead?
I don't know this guy.
No, they're not dead.
So is only Macho Man dead in the ring right now? Because that's pretty impressive.
Wait, isn't that the Iron Sheik?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Macho Man's the only one in the ring right now that's dead.
Wow.
Well, the Macho Man may be the only one in the ring that's dead. They're all dead on the inside, folks.
All dead on the inside.
Thank you.
Kind of like all your announcers here tonight.
I'm kind of mad that I missed Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, he wasn't around for very long. The Undertaker, for some reason, came into the ring with an axe to grind against Jimmy Snuka.
You know why?
He just walked in and was like, clothesline.
WrestleMania the
year before. Whoa, that's racist.
WrestleMania the year before was Snuka and see,
now that
Undertaker.
Joke will only be gotten by people who are actually watching along. That was from
Arribiadas.
Gerg Booms.
Oh, Undertaker just popped Piper in the middle.
Why hasn't anybody been thrown out for like 15 minutes? I'm bored. Get the Berserker and Axel out of there.
At the Painesville wrestling thing, I also met Iron Sheik. Crazy bastard.
Yes, he is.
He likes to piss fuck you, we're going to make you humble.
Rick the Model Martel, people.
Yes, he is a model.
Okay, yeah, I watched wrestling a lot back then, and I had the WWF board game where Rick the Model Martel was one of the characters.
Yep.
And I do not remember as a child ever seeing Rick Martel. Like, in an interview or wrestling. I don't remember it happening. Like, I remember when we got that board game. Rick the Model Martel was on it. And I went, who is this guy? I mean, I know Ultimate Warrior.
Who's this guy?
And I know Hulk Hogan. And Big Boss Man might have even been in it. But I didn't know who Rick the Model Martel was.
Coach?
Yeah.
Your mom's a whore. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Iron Sheik just got tossed. I missed it. Oh.
You mean Colonel Mustafa?
Colonel Mustafa Sheik. The Steel Sheik.
I think Rick Martel is trying to get boned up the butt.
Okay, Dan, in the ring right now, who do you know?
Ric Flair, of course.
Uh-huh.
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And Macho Man Randy Savage. I've heard of XAW. Never seen him fight.
Did you know Rowdy Roddy Piper?
And him as well.
I don't blame you for not knowing the Berserker. I guess, like, or IRS, XAW. But you should research IRS because he really was
I will research.
One of the most amazing wrestling personas ever. I mean, he was a goddamn accountant.
I haven't seen him do much in this match.
He would come. Well, he's still in there, isn't he? He's been in there for a long time.
Do you think Hacksaw Jim Duggan went to strip clubs and threw rolls of nickels at strippers?
No, he probably just hit him over the head with his 2x4.
Oh! Here we go!
Oh, no!
Here we go!
Oh, Gert's gone.
Here comes the Hulkster.
Fight to be an American. Words about Hulk Hogan balding, stuff and things and God. That's Hulk Hogan's theme song.
It's your vitamins.
Oh, I'm surprised he still got a shirt on, folks. It's ready to be torn off.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, he goes to the corner.
It's coming.
Eye gouge. Eye rip. Double eye gouge rip.
Listen, IRS.
Oh, I rip.
That's a bad idea.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Throat
check. He just
check.
Spit all over the place.
Oh, throat rape. What?
Me?
No, not
Hulk Hogan. Throat rape. Oh, Rick Flair just got...
Oh, Rick Martel out. Oh, IRS things still in.
Thanks, Coach. Oh,
the Hulkster, the odds-on favorite.
Oh, Martel's just going to get back in.
He's not
you
done.
Can't get
He's
back in,
done.
Rick. You're out.
I'm going to go in. With I'm going to go with the Undertaker.
So everyone was so fixated on Hulk Hogan that
was
nobody
that
noticed? And
almost
then he has to do his
I'm
going to
go with Virgil.
Oh!
Hey! Is Hulk Hogan dead?
Yep.
Oh. Okay. Is Macho Man still in there?
Yep.
So we got two dead guys in the ring? Is Rick the Model Martel dead?
Yep.
Hogan's cheating.
Is Virgil dead?
Yep.
Is IRS dead?
Yep.
No!
Oh, Virgil's gone!
Bye, Virgil.
Uh oh. Lock the minority.
He lasted longer than expected.
He did.
Where's Ahmed Johnson? I guess they figured Hogan was tan enough that they didn't have to worry about Virgil anymore.
How the fuck is IRS still in this match?
Because he's a goddamn superstar.
He's a legend.
Woo! Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
What about Dean Flamenco?
How
Come
funny.
On, Skinner!
And there's Skinner! The more white trash... Skinner. Because I said that
Jake the Snake was the less white trash Skinner. Do you know who Skinner is, Dan?
No, but he looks like a piece of shit.
You are very observant.
IRS just saved
us. Why is IRS wearing Hogan's shirt as a scarf?
Why is IRS?
Is he hoping it gives him Hulkamania powers?
How many times do you think IRS has injected steroids into Hulk Hogan?
Zero. Oh. Hundreds.
Hundreds. And then proceeded to suck him off.
Tens.
Uh-huh. Gerg's busy with his beagle, which is time for me to run rampant on the things. This guy.
Okay,
is...
it's about. Oh! Listen. Wait. That's not, is that Hacksaw or is that?
Oh God, Hacksaw! No, that's Roddy Roddy Piper.
Is it?
Roddy Roddy Piper's getting raped.
Did Hacksaw get thrown out?
I don't remember. Man,
69 time, baby.
One of you. I'm.
What? Wait, what just what happened to Rick that? The Model Martel?
Dude, I'm so confused.
Roddy Roddy Piper somehow just blew out the model's eardrums with his feet.
It was a foot gangbang, Dave. A foot gangbang. Have you ever had
Have
you ever had 2 feet inserted to your eardrums?
Roddy Piper just went Mike Tyson.
Can you answer my question?
Have no, you
ever
I haven't.
Had 2 feet? No, okay, good.
Hulk Hogan with the fabled double clothesline, but not with both arms. The double clothesline with one arm.
So it was two clotheslines in a row.
Yeah, but usually you lose all your momentum after the first clothesline.
Oh,
it's
know
the
you
Sarge.
Sergeant Slaughter, wrestling man here. Sorry, Sarge. We'll try to show you more respect. Coach wishes Sergeant Slaughter was his dad if you didn't.
No, Skinner!
Instead of the homosexual male that is his father.
Gotta go.
Ladies.
More white trashy Skinner just got thrown out.
Ladies, a fun fact. Virgil's actually my dad. I just like you to think about that.
Virgil.
Here you go, Gerg.
So if you've ever wondered where Coach gets his pants from, the Virgil.
I thought Coach isn't wearing pants. Collection. And Dan's wearing assless chaps.
I'm wearing a tuxedo.
Well, we're all wearing tuxedos in a way. Coach assless just has tuxedo t-shirt with no pants.
Folks.
Dan with tuxedo jacket with tails. But no ass on his pants.
Gentlemen.
So I roll.
And no undies.
Ladies.
And now Hulk Hogan's shirt has become a
this
weapon for the Macho Man.
Is what I would consider, or what is considered in most countries, a rape factory.
I thought so too. No. I was going to go bathhouse, even though there's no baths
you
or
steam
rooms.
You bring them down, we turn them out, and then we put them to sleep.
Wait.
Shouldn't what? It be the other way around?
No, turning them out means we're...
I know, but shouldn't we put them to sleep first?
No.
Oh.
We make sure they're awake for the experience. It's like a roller coaster. We want them to remember it. We take pictures in the end.
Here comes the Ultimate Warrior.
Hey!
Or Yoko
by the way,
Zuna. Where's Stone Cold?
Yeah.
70% of people that are raped...
Sid Justice!
Like it.
Sid Justice.
Thanks, Coach. And back to Gert.
Ha ha, but
Sid Justice with his epic mullet.
And the only wrestler that I know of ever to be sponsored by Body Glove.
Oh, I thought you meant the only wrestler ever to stab Arn Anderson repeatedly with a pair of scissors.
Also, the only wrestler to break his own leg jumping off the turnbuckle.
Yep.
His bones were so brittle from steroid use. Yeah, it just snapped. It was awful. It happened in a pay-per-view.
How would you feel? I thought it was.
I'd feel bad actually, but then I'd be like, "Well, what the fuck was he doing?" It was unnecessary. Okay,
Macho Man's in trouble.
By the way, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, Ric Flair was number 3 into this match, and he's still out there because he's a goddamn man's man,
showing incredible stamina.
He's the Nature Boy.
Woo!
Undertaker got knocked out by Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Hulkamania ran wild all over him, right over the top rope,
and his face.
Uh-oh, Sid Justice is about to give Ric Flair a rest hold. How many times has Ric Flair been fucking choked in this match?
Come on, Ric. It's time for a break.
Remember that match that Ric Flair had? This, by the way, applies to many Ric Flair matches.
Nope.
Remember that match that Ric Flair had when he started bleeding from his forehead and his entire hair? His hair turned pink?
You mean Flair versus Macho at WrestleMania 8?
Well, I mean,
after this?
There was more than that, but... Oh, because Ric Flair had Photoshop pictures of him with Ms. Elizabeth?
Yup.
Wow. Maybe we need to do a show on that, too. Here we go.
Warlord.
Are we at number 30 yet?
Oh!
Oh!
What?
This sounds like Triple H's music.
It is!
What the fuck is happening? What the hell happened to Triple H?
What? And then the logo on the screen changed.
Is this right? Like, was this that guy's music?
No, that was not his music.
So somebody fucked up and put the wrong music
in?
Like, on YouTubes?
That was the Warlord, by the way. I called it.
Wait. Yeah. So they just, did they not have the rights to the Warlord's music, so they played Triple H's instead?
That's possible, actually.
Wait, why are they outside the ring?
That's a good question.
Because they need to be the last two in the ring. So they're just going to let everyone eliminate each other they jerk each other
what
off
if mankind...
under the ring. Oh, bye, Sergeant Slaughter, I guess.
I like where this is going.
That was odd.
What if Mankind or Dude Love was just hanging out underneath the ring? What if you spent like 3 hours napping through this Royal Rumble? And then you...
That happened once, didn't it? Didn't somebody go under the ring and then just pop up like at the... I don't know who it was. But at the very end, they just popped back out and they were like, oh yeah, I'm still in the match. Out, I win.
Gerg, I wish Vince McMahon was your dad, so he could buy me cool stuff.
We'd be rich as shit.
Yeah, that's another reason.
And then we'd be in wrestling matches. We'd all roided out.
Oh man, so I could be whatever the fuck McMahon?
You'd be like Pete Gass. You'd be part of the Mean Street Posse.
Oh, IRS is gonna get thrown out by his tie.
Please do.
He's getting thrown out by his tie.
And Sid Justice is doing God knows what to Rick Model.
Tossed him out by the
Oh tie. No, classic
Bye,
Hulk
IRS.
Hogan, I'm going to
flip out,
and classic Ric Flair, don't touch me, I'm going to punch you in the dick.
Classic Ric Flair, seriously, I'll blow you if you don't punch me in the mouth right now.
Not sure if Gerg wants the mic or not, because I'm trying to give it to him.
I think he does. And there goes the Warlord.
There goes the Warlord, because...
Bye, Warlord.
Because he's still Triple H's me.
Wow. Piper and Hogan double teaming Flair.
That sounds gross.
It was supposed to.
Hey, Hogan, not the best strategy to stand up on the fucking ropes when the object of the match
Sid
is...
Just got rid of
wow.
Oh, right. This is when Sid was getting a big push. Look at the body glove. Body glove, baby. Body glove.
So we got Sid, Macho Man, Flair, and Hogan.
Did Sid fight Hogan later on in this year?
Yeah, WrestleMania.
So this was the two main events was Macho Man and Flair against Sid and Hogan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it was Sid and Hogan.
Way to sell it, WWF.
Showed up for no good reason. And then the Warrior showed up.
Way to foreshadow, guys. There it is! It's about time, Flair.
Where's the Undertaker?
You waited 45 goddamn minutes to pull that one out of your ass.
Oh, Hogan's gone!
What?
That was the weakest.
Oh! What is he doing? Oh, no!
Oh, this is
I remember
happy.
This!
No!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Sid kind of looks retarded. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh, God.
No! This wouldn't count because Hogan's out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on!
And Ric Flair from number 3 to Royal Rumble champion.
An incredible showing of stamina.
Woo!
This is fucking stupid.
You're stupid. Fuck you. Woo!
I am stupid, but this was dumb. I've only been down here like 20 minutes, and this was retarded.
Woo!
Dave, I hope you get cancer.
Ooh.
Good. I hope it affects your vocal cords and it makes you say woo instead of hey, my name is Dave. You just go woo.
That would be fucking kind of cool.
Perfect.
Mr. Perfect. Why wasn't he in the Rumble?
Because he was busy catching 100-yard passes
from himself.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's over, everyone. You missed a great story. Dogs.
So that was a great Royal Rumble, everybody. Ric Flair, I believe, setting a record that still stands today for earliest entrant to the Royal Rumble to win.
Hey, this is number three. Show starts. So, everyone, good to hear you. Good to meet you. This is Coach. Our show is sponsored by Coach and Coach and Gerg. That was me rubbing it through his beard, if you couldn't tell, folks. But yeah, Coach.
Oh, I got live with
here. Let's begin. Ooh, Stavros.
You've got 8 minutes, Coach.
I've got all the time in the world, folks. I got until midnight, and then I got to poop. Hey!
He's got it till midnight, and then his ass turns back into a pumpkin.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Stop, Rose.
Oh, good.
Look at you.
Get out of here. Stop, Rose.
Oh.
Stop, Rose. Let's answer for him, because nobody's going to respond.
Go with a smile.
It's a good thing I never posted that last episode, or people would be really fucking sick of this song.
Oh, no one's gonna get sick of Stavros.
No one.
CKT plus Ketros plus. Plus Stavros. Is that equal Stavros? I don't know. But Stavros. Remember that time I came on and ruined your show about halfway through?
Yeah, that's happened a couple times, actually.
Remember that time I came on and made your show better?
Nope. Oh, wait, yeah, once. Yeah. Yeah, we had our best show ever. And we just keep trying to recapture that magic. It doesn't happen.
Rape.
Coach signing off.
Well, everyone, it looks like it's time for
Stavros.
Oh, wait, no, that's Dick. I guess that's time for Stavros.
So Gerg is illustrating today's episode.
We will, we'll talk to you next week.
Next week?
Next shit. Next month?
Sometime.
Hey, future. So, future, guys,
I've
everyone.
Seen the future, and it will be an episode of No One Knows.
Stavros.
And where?
Can you turn the music on? I got a message from the
fan. Okay, it's down.
Is it down?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it.
It's down.
No, I don't see the levels.
If nobody's... That's your levels, you
okay,
idiot.
Listen, everyone. Don't drink and drive.
That's just like Coach is about to do.
Probably. But, still.
But?
Be safe, America. Wear condoms. Wear your seatbelt. And don't get raped.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your husband.
That's Coach.
They're raping everybody up in here.
That's what I do. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
So that happened. So
we can turn that music off.
Yep.
So I hope you enjoyed our Royal Rumble 1992 commentary. I'd like to thank my broadcast team.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Coach. John. And the Colorado kid.
Thank you.
Toucher.
Woo!
We just witnessed history. 21 years later. Ric Flair. Becoming World Wrestling Federation champion. Not World Wrestling Entertainment champion. Because fuck that. WWF. The World Wildlife Foundation can suck a bag of dicks. So thanks for listening, everybody. If you'd like to see us, go to facebook.com/DaveandGerg. Subscribe on iTunes. I would say share with your friends, but
probably don't, because you'll be embarrassed.
A lot of stuff the coach said might not work out for that. They'll think you're a terrible person for listening to this.
Come on.
Come on, man! I mean, just because of the bat dance.
What? Stop.
But like, you listen to a show that plays bat dance? What are you? A gay homosexual?
And then I ask you this. What is wrong with being a gay? Nothing.
AIDS?
That happens to everyone, Dave.
Tender butthole.
Listen. Listen, Dave. People that don't get enough fiber, often have tender buttholes. So,
but not for the same reason.
I mean,
that's a tender butthole from Exit.
Sometimes, Dave, it is the same reason.
It's not.
Are you telling me that there is no person in America who has not eaten enough fiber and had a tender butthole the same day or week that they have had sexual intercourse involving their anus?
But the tender butthole is from one or the other.
No, it is not.
Well, it could be from both.
It's probably...
But then it's like extra tender.
This conversation does suck, just like you do.
I'm tender buttholes.
Yeah.
Hey, farts.
And let's end the show, folks. Good talking to everyone. Show sponsored by farts.
All right, bye.
We all defend the role we play. Regrettably, time's come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about. We hope.